This is Morning Edition on KUT. I'm Nadia Hamdan. The Supreme Court will hear oral arguments today on a redistricting case from Texas. KUT's Ashley Lopez has been following this case for us and joins me now. All right, Ashley, before we get into the discussion about today's oral arguments being heard by the Supreme Court, just give us a recap of what's been going on with the state's case.
Before the court will be Texas's house maps and Texas's congressional districts. It's been about almost a decade that it's been winding through high courts. Basically, what's been discussed is whether lawmakers intentionally drew lines in both those maps that disenfranchised or hurt specifically minority voters. Mm-hmm. And those two cases are going to be the cases that the Supreme Court listens to today.
And what are we expecting to hear?
Well, plaintiffs are going to argue that Texas went through a big growth spurt population-wise early in the 2000s, and that was shown in the census, and that minorities accounted for most of that growth. Yet, when those districts were drawn, minorities actually lost political power. And their argument is that happened because lawmakers, when they drew up maps, they did so by carving up and carving out communities of color in order to gain an advantage in those maps. And Republicans will argue that they didn't intend to discriminate. This was done in order to favor their party, which right now at this moment is legal for states to do. Parties are able to gerrymander maps to benefit their party.
And so how is this going to play out in terms of elections? You know, so what's the timeline going to be? Because it doesn't seem like it's going to affect this year's elections, but it may affect next year's.
Yeah, this year's elections, I mean, we already had our primaries. You know, we have runoffs coming up. Like, it's not going to be, like, even if the court were to decide in short order that the state has to redraw maps, that will not affect this year's election. It's just not feasible in this timeline.
And what are some of the larger implications of this?
Well, as I had mentioned, you know, it is legal for lawmakers to gerrymander on a partisan basis, but it is definitely against the Voting Rights Act to gerrymander districts by hurting communities of color. And so if the state is found to have intentionally redrawn maps that hurt minorities, it could be put under federal preclearance, which means, like, it used to be, you know, before the Supreme Court gutted the Voting Rights Act and took out this provision that required states like Texas to basically have their voting laws cleared by a federal entity before they get put into law. That will go back into being a reality for Texas. Texas, every time they have an election law or voting law, they will have to have it cleared by a federal entity.
All right. KUT's Ashley Lopez, she's been covering this story extensively for us. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And you can find more news at KUT.org.